Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.
It has been a while since I've done a podcast, and I know I do that from time to time. Sometimes the noise begins to get to me, and it's too much. I know a couple of years ago, after I started doing podcasts, I made a comment and said, oh, everybody's doing podcasts. And that's because it was different seeing people coming from entertainment into a platform where I think it was more personal. I see podcasts as more personal. And then hearing some of the exact same things from all of the platforms. So I kind of took a different approach. For me, these podcasts are things that in the future, I want to be able to look back on and say, was there a purpose for that? So the YouTube channel is purely to promote individuals that are new into the world of entertainment, and for individuals that are starting their business. They may need direction, they may need individuals to network with. And so that's what that's for, to basically promote other people. The podcast, I'm sure I've said it before, but the podcast is more personal. So, oh goodness, around 2017, a friend of mine that has now passed away questioned if I wanted to get into radio. And he was going to help me start a station. And so it was important for me to see if this was something that I would want to do every single day. And every time I take months away, I think I could enjoy it. But every single day, sometimes, as I mentioned in the beginning, it can be a bit much. I think that for me, sometimes the quiet is more appreciated. So every day, probably not. But as I start to do more things that are connected to entertainment, we'll see. So there are some things that have been going on. I don't think that everything needs to be said. So when it's a lot happening and it's busy, it's not for everybody. So I keep it, a lot of stuff I'll keep to myself. And then the noise becomes to be way too much. I think that, and as mentioned, these podcasts are more personal. So at some point I will bring people back on. That's the way I started, with other individuals and us just having these candid conversations that some people may think about, but maybe they don't understand or know that others are having these same conversations. But it's more so for me to look back on in the future and see what my way forward looked like. How did I change paths? Why did I change paths? What was important? And how those things adjusted and how I got to where I needed to be. So this is what this is for. Like a open diary, kind of, sort of, but beneficial for others. So the reason why I jumped on today was because I wanted to make sure that I was remembering why I started this and why it was important for me to keep going. After a year of seeing, okay, I'm not going to do this every single day. I'm probably not going to do this every month. But why is it still out there? And when I look at Google, other podcast platforms now have me on them. Anchor is now Spotify, and Apple is still out there. But then there are some podcasts that I have no idea about. And so while it becomes a lot of noise, all of the talking that I'm hearing, there's benefit and there are people that need it. A couple of years ago, I'm sure it was during the pandemic, somebody that I grew up with committed suicide. And it was a shock. Because you know how people say, I can't believe that happened in this neighborhood. I kind of feel almost that way. I can't believe somebody that I grew up with was in that situation to where they felt alone and they didn't feel like they had someone to reach out to. And I think it's more so because where I came from, everybody's family, everybody's related to everybody. And so when people go to different events, everybody's together, literally. Everybody's together. And when I say everybody's related to everybody, somehow everybody is related. So when it happened, it was kind of devastating. And it felt weird. Like, you almost feel like, what can I do? And even with me being so far away, it's still, what impact can I make on individuals? And every single day, so I have a career that I absolutely love. Did not know I was going to love doing that. But I always think, if I didn't get paid for it, would I still do it? And I would. Isn't that absolutely weird? But I sure would. So I have something that I do every single day. But outside of that, I purposely do other things outside of my role to impact others, to develop others, to nurture others' ability to grow, to let individuals know that, yeah, you're here to do a job. However, how else do you need to grow? How else do you need to understand your abilities? What can I do? So I purposely stretch myself to make sure that I'm impacting individuals. And a few months back, I interviewed Marla, and who is Monique Slaughter's mom. And we talked about mental health, and it was impactful and it was so important. In the interview, it was so important for me to just allow her to share her point of view. So there are certain things that I don't understand when it comes to mental health. How it affects individuals, how the medication balances individuals, what triggers. Now, I definitely understand being triggered, but what triggers the imbalance? And if individuals understand when it's happening, and I'm not a medical doctor, but helping individuals know where to get the help from is important. I remember when we were growing up, there was this commercial and they used to say, I think it was Charter. I think it was Charter. If you can't get help or get help somewhere or something like that. And so for those lines to be available, I can't remember what it was, but for those lines to be available, I think it's important. Because if someone is at the point to where they are unable to see the next day or want to feel the next day, and nobody is in their space, or somebody really could be in their space, and they're just able to fake it until they're alone, how, and I know we can't save the world, but how do we help people? How do we save people in that moment of despair when they feel like it's enough? So I think those numbers where the counselors are able to have those conversations with individuals is important. And I just don't think we talk about mental health enough. And we talk about being allies. I think being an ally when it comes to mental health is important. And while we're not doctors, and I'll say I'm not a doctor, a health doctor at all, knowing or being able to look at somebody could really prevent something happening. So the reason why this came up was because someone messaged me Friday and told me that their relative took their life. And the day was a regular, normal day. But when I heard that, it was just like, there's a weird emptiness that comes when you just don't know what to say, you don't know what to do. And so, of course, I provided words of comfort from that I would want to hear. But what more? What more can be done? What more should be said? I think is important. So while everybody's having conversations and conversations about what people do in the privacy of their own home, and if they're a criminal, I think we should have more real conversations, more conversations that actually help people. And I think that's why I don't do entertainment news. First, I don't like to be in other people's business, but I like things that are truly beneficial. What can I really adjust? What can I really help with? So it brings me to mentioning if there aren't enough of the lines, how do we get the lines? How can I help with getting the lines? And I think that's the next step. And that's why I came on here to talk about starting that process and being a benefit to those that in that moment don't feel like they are. And so for anybody that has any thoughts or ways to help, and you know how to reach out to me, reach out to me. If you aren't sure how to reach out to me, you can go to Sweet Lemon Radio and send me a message, and I would love to partner with organizations on helping others. And of course, this is something I volunteer at least 2 hours a day, because I believe that people are important, and then the Bible tells me to. So it's a must, but I think next steps are important. So reach out to me and let me know how, if you have any thoughts or suggestions. In a couple of months, I will be in Dallas, and I'll be speaking for a nonprofit organization. And a couple of things came to mind. What topic should I discuss? And mentoring has always been real huge for me. But as I think about it, I think mentoring for mental health is probably more beneficial in this moment. For those that are struggling, pray. Know that you are needed, you are wanted here, and nobody understands the pains that you are going through, but know that tomorrow is a new day, and with tomorrow being a new day, there's always the hope in things getting better. Nothing stays the same. So it's so important to remember that. And even when it feels like no one loves you, people love you. People love you. Some things that seem to be boggling is social media. the news. So if possible, stay away from anything that's negative. That's why I like to volunteer every single day and talk about Jehovah, because with everything that is negative, you need some balance. This world is it's a little sick, and so with all the bad things going on, and I mean sick by that, bad things, a lot of bad things are happening every single day, and it's almost like it's normal. The car accidents and people hurting people, and so you have to have that balance. Don't feed off of the negativity or allow it to encompass you. And some people allow social media to affect them as well. So listen to negativity. Remember, if people are negative, if people are mean, then they're reflecting. It's something that they're going through. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. So remember who you are. And I hope that helps. I take nothing personal, because we live in an imperfect world. And so to allow imperfect people to affect me is giving them way too much power. There's only one person that has the last say. Well, one being that has the last say. And that's who I'm here to impress. Nobody else, not even myself. So I don't know. I hope that those words were encouraging. And I hope to be able to be of some kind of benefit in this world, in this realm of things. I know providing Bible-based information, that definitely helps, because there's a hope for the future. But in this moment, it's needed, because I hate to hear things like that. So I just wanted to come and share that information. I will be doing more of my podcasts especially as I get closer to the date of going to Dallas and speaking with the nonprofit organization. And I'll share the name and everything. We're still speaking on logistics and confirming a few things. Right now it's Dallas. It could be Indiana. So those are some of the logistics. And then coming up with some kind of a 1-800 number, a true counseling service, is next steps. I think that's important. So whatever I can do to assist, even if it's partnering with a counseling division and then being able to share out that information, whatever I can do. So know that you are loved, you are appreciated, and feed off of good things, positive things. All right, this is Sweet Lemon signing out. Have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.